Hey there, listener. Before we jump in, I want to once again invite you to join us in the private Facebook group. And you can do so by going to mytinyleaps.com/community, and it'll take you straight to the group. What you're going to find inside is just a group of people that want to support you, that want to help you out, and want to push you forward in the world. So join us by going to mytinyleaps.com/community, and I'll see you inside. In this episode, I want to talk about what to do when you break a habit. This one is going to be fun. So sit back and enjoy the show, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change.
Till I get up, time is barely on our side. I don't wanna waste what's left. The storms we chase are leading us, and love is all we'll ever trust. Yeah, no, I don't wanna waste what's left.
Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, first of all, a quick apology, I guess. I am recording this episode from my parents' house upstate, so I can't really control the sound as much as I normally do. So if you hear any sort of clattering or noise in the background, my bad. It's their house. So with that said, the content is still going to be dope. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And in this episode, I want to talk about what to do when you've broken a habit. Now, what do I mean by breaking a habit? Let's start there. So many of you that listen to this show, you probably have heard me talk about sort of building habits around the core areas of your life. So the core six things that we always talk about: fitness, nutrition, finance, relationships, career, and emotional health. And I believe that building habits around sort of the base activities that are required to do those things is the easiest way to push your life forward. Or maybe I should say the simplest way, because easy is not always the best way to describe building a habit. It can be a very tough and long process. And that's what makes it so bad when you lose the habit, when you build a habit around eating healthy, and then one day you don't eat healthy, and all of a sudden you're craving apple pie. Or when you build a habit around going to the gym, and you miss 3 days in a row, and all of a sudden you just don't feel like it anymore. These things are tough to deal with. And it just dawned on me recently that I've never really talked about it. But at the same time, I lose habits all the time. I mean, perfect example. You know that I love going to the gym. It's one of my favorite parts of the day. But for the last week and a half, I just haven't done it that much. I normally go 5 days a week when I have it built as a habit, but for the last week and a half, I think I've been maybe three times, and that bothers me, but at the same time, it doesn't, because part of me knows that I can always build the habit back up, and it might take a little bit of work and effort and all of those things, but I just don't see any reason to be mad at myself for it. And I think that's ultimately what I wanted to get across in this episode, is when we build our habits, when we try to automate certain parts of our life and build these systems so that we can make the right decisions when the moment comes, we have to also be okay with screwing up, because at the end of the day, we're human. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to miss days. We're going to get lazy. We're going to be distracted. We're going to crave donuts because donuts are delicious. Like, we're going to make mistakes, and we have to be okay with ourselves when we do. We have to allow ourselves the room to make those mistakes, because otherwise what happens is we get upset with ourselves, and that makes the problem worse. You know, if you're not allowed to ever make mistakes and you're constantly getting upset at yourself whenever a mistake is made, it makes things harder. It makes it much more difficult to jump back in. It makes it much more difficult to do anything that is worthwhile. Because you can't stick with something for the long term if you get upset at yourself when you screw up. Again, you are a human being, and being human means that you're going to mess up, because none of us are perfect. There's not a single human on this earth that is absolutely perfect and can do everything perfectly all the time. So we need to start forgiving ourselves. And then the very next step after forgiving ourselves, we need to jump right back on. And this is what I personally need to do right now. And like I said, I normally go to the gym 5 days a week, and I love that. I love that habit. I love that way of living my life. And I love that time that I carve out for myself and for my body and for my health. That matters to me. But over the last week and a half, I haven't felt like it. You know, I missed 2 days due to other reasons, and then I got lazy, and then I got distracted, and then other things came up, and there's always, you know, so many excuses that I can throw out there, but none of them matter. Really, ultimately, what matters is, number one, am I being kind to myself about that screw up? And number two, how long am I waiting to jump back in? Because ultimately, that's what matters. It's not about maintaining the habit for the rest of your life. That would be impossible. It's simply about jumping back in when you screw up and being okay with the moments that you do screw up. And so with that said, I encourage you to look at your life and look at your habits and be honest with yourself. Where are the areas that you think you could be doing better? You think that maybe you're screwing up a little bit? Be honest. Because admitting to yourself that you are not perfect in any of the areas that you're trying to optimize, admitting to yourself that the things you want to do can never be done absolutely perfectly, if you can admit that to yourself, now you have a potential to move forward. Now you have the potential to embrace who you are and love who you are, and create a future for yourself that is rooted in happiness and enjoyment and optimization of those areas. Because if you can learn to love your mistakes and learn to enjoy that process of falling off and getting back on and falling off and getting back on and falling off again and then getting back on, if you can learn to love that, then you will never stop. So many of us don't optimize the things we want. So many of us don't do the things we want simply because we're afraid of screwing it up, because we're afraid that we're not going to hold on to the habit, because we are afraid that we won't be perfect. And that is such a crippling fear. And I know that you know that. I know you've experienced that, because we all have. So I encourage you, look at the areas that you are not perfect in. Embrace that imperfection. And when you lose a habit, jump right back on. Forgive yourself and then jump right back on. And that is exactly what I'm going to be doing. This is exactly what I hope you do. And I think that if we can all do that, and if we can all be accepting of our own mistakes, then we have the potential to grow. So with that said, I want to invite you again to join us in the private Facebook group. You can do so by going to mytinyleaps.com/community. And when you do, what you're going to find is a group of people just like you who make mistakes, who are trying to build habits, who are trying to change their life, but realize that it's hard and are looking for help. And your presence there is going to allow them to move forward. And their presence hopefully will allow you to move forward. So I would love to have you as a part of that group. We can all move forward together, and you can join by going to mytinyleaps.com/community. So until the next episode, which as a reminder will be on Monday, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day. Every day.
Hold me close till I get.